As I was looking at these texts, and as I was thinking, as we are moving our way ever closer to Good Friday and then Easter, the question that crossed my mind was, how do we learn humility? Well, humility is one of those tricky words. One of the definitions I found says that humility is the state or character of being humble. Hardly helpful, but freedom from pride and arrogance is much more helpful. Humility is not being a doormat, even though the word is frequently used that way in our culture, and that's perfectly fine. Very few words have a single meaning, and almost no words maintain a single meaning for as long as they're in use. Words change. But I think for most of us, when we want to be humble, we're not asking that we are removed from any sense of value. We're not hoping that our self-esteem will be ruined. No, humility is something else. So where do we go for an example of humility? How do we learn humility? Well, we go to scripture, and this morning there's some different things we can look at in some different ways. One of the things that's interesting is that Jeremiah talks about how at the end of the reading that we had, no longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, "Know the Lord," for they shall all know me from the least to the greatest. And what Jeremiah is talking about is that in this perfect knowledge of the Lord, and Jeremiah is talking about perfection, he's not talking about imperfect people. It's an aspirational goal that we work towards every day. But it's one where there is no hierarchy, where there isn't a particular group of people that says, "We know and we'll tell you, and then everything will be fine as long as you listen to us." Jesus is, or the Lord is saying, no, the time will come when all of you will know, and you won't have to be taught by each other because you will know what it is to know the Lord. And when we're looking for a practical or a physical exhibition or example or expression of humility, we go to Jesus. And when we look in Hebrews, we see that the author of Hebrews, whoever that is in this passage, begins by saying, "So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest." If you're a humble person, it doesn't mean you're unaware of what your status is. It doesn't mean that you're unaware of your ability to help people or to teach or whatever it might be. Humility doesn't mean that you think you have no value. Humility means that you understand your value and you provide it wherever necessary and whenever needed without glorifying yourself. And that's what the author of Hebrews says about Jesus. All of the things that we read in Hebrews about Jesus, this being a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, and Melchizedek is this interesting character in the Old Testament. There's obviously a lot of things going on there, but we don't see Jesus saying, "See, this is who I am. Pay attention to me, or else." We don't see Jesus saying, "Treat me differently because of who I am." Jesus says, "Follow me." He doesn't say, "Do what I say." When we think of Paul writing in the book of Philippians, we're reminded again in Philippians 2 that Jesus didn't hold on to, didn't grasp all those things that were prerogatives of his that he could have. He voluntarily left them behind. He humbled himself that he might appear to us in ways that we could understand, that we wouldn't be overwhelmed by the glory that he legitimately had. But when Jesus talks about glorification in our gospel lesson, it's not the glorification that most of us would expect when we think of glory. When we think of glory, we think of ticker tape parades, or we think of people that everybody knows who get awards, who are recognized, who get whatever they want because of who they are. Jesus' glorification came in a completely different way. In verse 24, Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. What is he saying? He's saying that this grain of wheat could have said, I am a perfect grain of wheat. This is all I need to be. But a grain of wheat that doesn't go where it's supposed to is, it's like a very, very small stone. It's not helpful. And if it's going to increase, it needs to go into the ground and figuratively die to turn into something else that more might come from it. And Jesus said, look at me, not so much as the glorification of this high priest, because that's not what he sought. He said, look at me as a grain of wheat. Look at me as someone who is willing to give up what I have at this point so that more might be given to other people. That's where we take our sense of humility. That's where we take our sense of this is what it means to be the people we are created to be. Not to figure out who we are and all we know so that we can lord it over other people. Not that we can look at all of our gifts, which for many of us, I look at this congregation and I see all kinds of wonderful gifts that the Holy Spirit has given to you. And I'm grateful that I don't see people saying, listen to me because of this gift I have, because I have it and you don't. I'm better than you because of whatever gift it might be. I don't see that. What I see are people who say, these are the gifts I have. And I'm offering them to you, to this community, that we might become better than we would be otherwise. That we might make use of these gifts because they're given as gifts, not with an expectation of return. And that's what Jesus modeled for us, lived for us. And that's why we look to Jesus for this sense of humility. There was never a time when Jesus didn't know, as far as we can tell, when Jesus didn't know who he was, that he had a deep sense of his connection with God, whether he knew this mystery of the full divinity and full humanity, it appears he did. But he never used it to beat people up. He never used it to win an argument. Jesus said, follow me. And one of the ways we follow him is by knowing who we are and being who we are without excuse, but also without lording it over people, without saying you must listen to me or anything like it. We follow Jesus by serving those around us, using the gifts we've been given through a gracious Holy Spirit. And as we do that, we become more the people we are created to be, and we help those around us to also become more and more the people they were created to be. A faith community is a place where we can become all of the things that were poured into us by this Holy Spirit. And we do it by being humble. We look to Jesus to learn humility, and we practice humility by listening to each other, by caring for each other, by doing those things that only we can do because of who we are and the context we're in. We'll never be Jesus. We don't have to be Jesus. But we can be Jesus' hands. We can be the ministry of Jesus to other people. And when we do that, we remind ourselves that we do it not because we're grand, but because we're faithful. Amen.